Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Power Pod is an exclusive Cox Media Group production. The Power Pod is a weekly recap show where Jared Yamamoto, Randy O, Nicole Bennett, and Christina Aiklin cover the current events of the week. It's a show where they're not afraid to get serious, but they're not afraid to have a little fun as well.
We are so happy to be on WGAU 98.7 FM and AM 1340 right here in Athens, Georgia, or if you're listening outside of Athens, WGAUradio.com. Don't forget that smart speaker as well. Just tell them to play WGAU radio. I will not say the buzzword because it triggers it. Believe me, I've tried it myself. It is reactive and it works. We are the Power Pod. We are a weekly recap show where we cover the current events of the week. You can hear us on Saturdays from 11 to noon and Sundays from 9 to 11. We just launched one of our members off into the space program, Randy O. But she decided, though, that she wanted to come back. You decided you love us so much, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why she's coming back. You can take the helmet off, Randy. You can. See, don't
all
you,
right.
Yeah, don't,
wow. That is my voice that
was
yeah. on. Yeah.
Didn't sound like you.
I know, right? I don't know why I did that.
Don't you feel better now that you're...
I do. It was kind of like helium hit or something.
Oh, I mean, man. You're more of a radio star in the making, right? When you say...
In the making? What?
In the making.
Fake news. I'm there, honey.
I better make sure that I don't get beat up by Randy
right.
now, too, because
that's right.
Believe me, it's a common thing. I've got bruises. I've got cuts all over my hands.
She wins every time.
From when Randy decides to slash me up over there.
Women empowerment.
Yikes.
So we are talking about, yes, it is. Although, hey, this is a very empowered show, if you think about it, because I am one male versus three women, okay?
Yeah.
So aside from Mike B., who does our wonderful Mic'd Up with Mike B segment. I am the only male on the show, so you know, you better watch yourself, okay?
You watch yours.
Okay? I am the oppressed class here. That's what it is. I am the oppressed class. And we are covering the current events of the week. So, Tina, what else happened in the week aside from the coronavirus?
Yes.
I assure you that we will cover more of the coronavirus in our Gabbin About Georgia segment, and we'll talk about all the local angles of the coronavirus. Believe me. We are covering it. We're not going to panic about it.
No.
And we will, there are other things that happened this week. So
yes,
Tina?
There's more to panic about. The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Oh, I've heard that show before.
The Bachelor. That kind of sounds cool though.
What's that?
I like
the Bachelor. Is that a spinoff?
Yeah. <it is. laughs> Guys, the Bachelor finale on Tuesday. Let's just discuss some things that went down. Okay, Randy. I know you have
it's
not
okay.
seen it.
I know we have a duty,
Randy.
It's okay.
All right, we've got a duty. We got to tell our listeners if you have not seen it. It's pretty much all over social media at this point,
yeah.
As the week went on. But basically, to sum it up, Hannah Ann was proposed to. So beautiful Pilot Pete proposed to Miss
Hannah Ann.
But guess what? Don't get your hopes up because they called off the engagement. Yes. A little messy. The episode was crazy. I don't know how to get into it without just telling you guys how.
This is what happened after the engagement was called off. They brought Hannah Ann on to the live version with Peter there and Chris, who is the
Chris Harrison is
the main host of The Bachelor, and then this happened.
I mean, Peter. I mean, we've been through a lot together, and I should have really picked up on the first red flag that you gave to me was when you wanted to reach out to Hannah Brown to find closure with her. So really, looking back on it, our engagement involved three women. Me, you still being in love with Madison and proposing to me, and you needing closure with Hannah Brown. That's three women involved in our engagement that I was completely blindsided to. So word of advice, if you want to be with a woman, you need to become a real man.
Whoa! I mean, listen. This is what's crazy about Hannah Ann, because she was a cute little girl from Knoxville.
So cute, though.
You know, just, ha-ha, I love you, Peter. But then the finale, she let it loose, baby. She just went off the rails.
Clearly off, based off that cut there. Now, it's funny you mentioned that. First of all, it wasn't just Tuesday night. It was a two-day finale. They had Monday and Tuesday.
And Tuesday.
And Monday, the way they left you hanging was, so obviously you mentioned the part about proposing to Hannah Ann.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like there was a lot of drama between Peter and Madison, the other contestant. I've got a little sound of that.
Yes.
It's not that at all for me. It's you. I'm focused on you. I'm focused on us. And the decisions that you make, they do affect our relationship. That is just bottom line true. Take it out of the situation.
But do you understand that I'm not just in a relationship
with
you?
I understand that, but I'm also being honest about we are in a relationship together, and I am trying to take this as seriously as I possibly can, and I'm trying to, like, express the expectations that I have, and, I couldn't validate in words what I didn't know in my heart was there yet. Like, I didn't know at that point with you. Like, I didn't. Like, can you honestly say that, like, you didn't hold back at all when you were on this side of it?
Okay, so Madison clearly likes to say but one of the funniest parts of the finale that everyone's been tweeting and memeing about is Barb, who is Peter's mom. Peter is very close with his family, and so the mom had very strong opinions about the women that he brought home to meet them. So she was team Hannah Ann. She was very clearly team Hannah Ann and very anti Madison. So it just It's just so funny.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned the likes with Madison there, right? I'm gonna play a little game with you guys.
I love games.
Do it with Nicole, actually. Nicole, since she's got some insider information on it. I also don't want to spoil it for Randy over there. So Madison, you heard how many likes there were at the end of there, right there. What do you think? Over or under 10 likes?
Oh, gosh. Over or under?
And that's a 40-second cut right there. What do you think?
So how many do I think?
How many do you think? Over or under 10?
Over 10.
Okay. You ready?
But it's not that at all for me. It's you. I'm focused on you. I'm focused
count them
on
out loud,
us.
Radio.
And the decisions
here we go.
That you make, they do affect our relationship. That is just bottom line true. Take it out of the situation.
But do you understand that I'm not just in a relationship
with
you?
I understand that, but I'm also being honest about we are in a relationship together, and I am trying to take this as seriously as I possibly can, and I'm trying to, like, express the expectations that I have, and, like,
Three.
I couldn't validate in words what I didn't know in my heart was there yet. Like, I didn't know at that point with you. Like, I didn't.
Can you honestly say that you
didn't hold back at all when you were on this side of it?
Ten.
Oh, you're right at it. That was great.
Oh, man. 10 likes.
It's a trick question. Yeah, I said over under 10.
You trickster.
I think if you listen back to, there's actually an 11th one in there, because she just has, like, this, obviously the beginning where she's fired up with Pilot Pete.
Oh, yeah.
She's really passionate, but then she kind of loses her train of thought and she goes into that. Like.
What do we know what she does for a living? Just curious.
She was a she played college basketball at Auburn.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where it went after that.
Okay. All right.
But
obviously, with her both being Southern girls, one coming from Knoxville and the other one coming from Auburn.
He likes the Southern vibes.
Now, you said, so there was a spoiler on Tuesday night. So he doesn't pick Hannah Ann, who you heard before. She was upset with Madison's the light queen.
Yep.
What ended up happening after that?
So what? Well, I feel bad, Miss Randy O. And
no, go ahead. Now I'm interested.
So
you can cover your ears, Randy O, if you need to.
the finale ended with nothing really being accomplished. I mean, Hannah Ann spoke her piece, said her last words, and then Madison comes on the stage. It seems as though Madison and Peter are working to sort things out between the two of them.
What a terrible ending of the show there.
But they bring up, which is so crazy, which keeps fans hanging on, they bring up Hannah B, which is where Peter was on The Bachelorette, and Hannah B was the last Bachelorette, and he was on that season. So they're throughout this Bachelor season, there's all this web of the women accusing Peter of still having feelings for Hannah B. And so that's how the finale ended. And I'm just like, why?
But don't you feel like you guys sat there, especially you, Tina, you're texting your friends, I'm sure, while watching the show.
I had like 25 text messages at one point.
And you just watch a whole season for them just to be boyfriend and girlfriend at the end. What is the point of The Bachelor? The point is for there to be some type of awkward proposal.
But sometimes it doesn't, Jared, but sometimes the show just doesn't bring love. It brings a relationship.
Don't you feel like you wasted a lot of time after
Yeah,
that?
I
was watching.
I really did. I could have been reading a book. I could have been.
That's hours and hours and hours of time that you wasted. And Randy, you probably don't feel bad after hearing the end of that, right?
I'm like, yeah,
what a snooze fest.
Yeah, you kind of didn't miss much.
Now, Nicole was telling me on Wednesday afternoon, we were talking about the finale about it, and it's funny. So she's got some inside sources. Now, this is not, none of this is confirmed. This is all fan speculation. So again, if I had some type of alarm that was going off, I would play it right now to say speculation, speculation, speculation. This is not necessarily true, but you were saying that, I mean, Pilot Pete was a dog. I mean, he basically broke up with Hannah Ann, and he was seen at some parties and stuff.
I read around, so I'm not going to get too specific, but I read around, there is speculation too, I didn't watch this season, but I have watched The Bachelor in the past, I just didn't catch this season. Was there a Kelly?
She was the attorney.
There's some speculation about Kelly.
Because she was in the crowd last
She was in the crowd.
This Tuesday.
I guess his family follows her on social media, does not follow anybody else from the show.
I saw this.
They may or may not have hung out while Pete was at the Super Bowl.
Oh my God!
Confirmed, why do people care so much?
Spill the tea.
I mean, Randy, your eyes are gigantic
now. What?
You are in this. You are in this, right? I mean, what is so fascinating about this?
Well,
who cares?
Is it the drama?
I think it's just pulling back that curtain further and further too on just the. This had to have not been the first season of The Bachelor where The Bachelor was a dog, right?
Well, I mean, another guy. He had that accent.
Juan Pablo.
There we go.
Oh my gosh!
Juan freaking
Pablo.
It's okay.
I know. I know.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up because the next Bachelorette is Claire. Right. He's the runner-up on his season.
Jared,
of the
you know this. Wow.
Look at you.
You know what's funny is, so I like trash TV. I've admitted this many times before on the PowerPod that I like it. I just feel like that finale, though, was very underwhelming. But it's interesting to hear the juice. So it seems like they just do it to get fame. They're just using it to get
it's all a publicity
to get Instagram followers. They're using it to get Facebook followers.
Get jobs.
To get jobs afterward. Exactly.
Right. Why don't we just Bachelor in Paradise now?
Yeah.
Let's just skip the whole Bachelor. Just go to BIP.
That is a great S show. That is a lot of fun to watch that. So are we finally done with The Bachelor for a while?
We are.
I know you mentioned the senior editions coming up.
And the singing one. You know, it's going to be all kinds of Bachelor.
Are you going to sign up for that? One of Tina's unique skills is that she actually has a great singing voice, and she gets a little bashful. She gets a little bashful when it comes to a microphone's in her face. but she's got a great singing voice. Have you considered signing up for that one?
No, because I am taken. I'm in a relationship.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Well, so at least you're honest. I know there are other I know there are other opportunists out there that would take advantage of it, whether they're in a relationship or not, and go out. I mean, there's been previous seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette where people have been in relationships and they've gotten on the show still. So they know what they're doing. They're doing it for the publicity.
Right.
I just feel like the Pilot Pete series ended up being just a gigantic tease for the entire thing. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The producers knew what they were doing.
All right. Very good. I think I've had enough of the Bachelor talk. So, Randy, what is going on in the world besides the coronavirus? I assure you that in the next hour during our Gabbin' About Georgia segment, we will talk all about the coronavirus and how it is affecting Georgia, Athens, Atlanta, you name it. We're going to cover all of it because there are so many different angles for it. I promise you that. I'm not downplaying it. Be careful out there. Randio, I know you've got other things that happen in the news. We are an entertaining, informative show, and I think that corona fatigue is a real thing, and we are not going to fall victim to it. Am I right, Nicole?
I'm right.
That's right, Randio.
You're right. I just said I'm right.
Are right, Nicole.
You're right about what?
Right.
Nicole, you already slipped. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Wow, okay.
I'm right.
Okay. Now
that's what I said.
I'm right.
You look a little into Nicole's ego over there. Wow.
I like it.
I feel bad for your husband, Malcolm.
Malcolm.
I see how things work in the Shepherd household right there.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, all right, Randy. So what else happened this week in the news?
Okay, so guys, if you're still like barely new listening to our show in Athens, I like to talk about topics about human relationships, okay?
Love it.
So this particular situation is about dating apps. We've talked about it a few times on the PowerPod and our previous apps where you can listen on your favorite listening streaming service. But this particular one is about dating and about packages, right? Oh. So, you know, a lot of times we talk about
UPS.
Are you ready for these packages? Hey, listen, men get man-shamed as well. We forget about that. They deal with man-shaming. And this article really highlighted it. Men get man-shaming because, you know, their package is not maybe sizable to your preference. Right. You know, for example,
they're junk.
They're junk, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a better one for, you know, for our younger listeners. When you think of Nicki Minaj's song, Anaconda, right?
Love it.
They have more like a garden snake, right? So, but don't worry. Here's the good thing
careful,
about
this. Be careful, Randio. Be careful.
Oh, I have some good news to share, Jerry.
Okay. All right. Okay. What is the good news?
If you are a gentleman who falls into that era, there is an app that you can sign on to called Dinky One. And with Dinky One, you can find other people on the app who are interested in that small situation that you
other
have
people.
And they love it.
Other people have pet garden snakes.
Exactly.
Right?
Like if you have a thing, because guys, did you know it's a thing?
What?
People like small dinkies. It's actually a thing. And so they have an app for it because it's like a fetish. It's for anybody, any gender that you identify with. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, I have so many questions about this.
Yeah. I will say, I do like little garden snakes, like when you're walking on the sidewalk and they're like squiggling across. They are cute, but not in this way. Okay, continue.
Oh,
sorry.
Goodness.
Just had to like mention the little garden snakes.
So anyone in this room, would you be interested? If you weren't married or otherwise in a relationship, would you be on this app looking for this?
No, for 200, please.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to agree
with
that.
We know where Randio stands. Nicole?
I hate snakes, so.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess this is a coming out. Yeah, coming out time for
Malcolm,
you.
Malcolm, we have a news for you.
Do you have an announcement that you'd like to tell WGAU?
That no, I would not be on this app is my announcement. That's all I'm going to say. That's it.
All right. Tina, what about you?
Absolutely not. I will stay far away from this app.
So when I found this story, and Randy, I'm glad that you brought this up because, I mean, I'm speechless. I almost said wordless.
I'm blushing, Jared.
I'm speechless.
Jared.
Well, because when you look
Why
at
Why are you blushing?
Well, I mean, because now there's an app for me out there.
Aw, Jared.
No, thankfully, I don't have to be on this app. But there are requirements on this app in terms of the size of your junk in order to be on it.
Yes.
And thankfully, I don't fit the criteria for that. But the interesting thing is that, I mean, so do you guys actually know women that are into that, are into small junk?
I'm going to tell you a real story.
Okay, please, be real.
It is a girl I used to know in college. She liked to do the other thing with small junks. She loved to perform and act.
Uh-huh.
She enjoyed it.
Like,
she had a blast with it, and it was her thing. So she looked for dudes that had a dinky one, okay? And, yeah, she liked to give them a little service.
Hey, you know what? We don't discriminate. I mean, whatever you're into.
True. That is not true. All three of you guys just said that you would not be in.
I'm saying don't discriminate against people who have that fetish or are into that.
Yeah.
I'm not. But.
I'm not either. But I'm not going to.
You want.
You know, that's. Exactly.
There's just not much that we can say.
You want what you want. Click, click.
I just, this can't be real, though. I mean,
it is real, Jared. Don't make fun of people.
Oh.
No, I'm not talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the actual package size. Randy, oh, be careful.
I'm sorry.
She's locked and loaded over there.
Okay. No, listen, it's the last thing. My friend dated a guy with a micro. You know, that's a real. Did you know that's a real thing?
I have heard about that.
She showed me the picture. Can I say that term? Is that a lot? Because it is a medical term.
I would say micro junk.
Okay, the micro junk. Yeah, it was like, my gosh.
Oh,
it was a real thing. And she couldn't do it. She broke up with him immediately. Even though the other services were real, she could not get over the micro junk.
That's not fair to the poor guy. You guys just say you don't discriminate against men with. That are lacking
Rocky Road, if you know what I mean.
I'm just blown away. Okay, if you walked in, let's say, Nicole, you walk in and you're hanging out with your girlfriends and they're talking about whatever it is y'all talking
about. You want some more wine?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's one of Tina's girlfriends
there. I've got the charcuterie board coming up.
Okay, that's perfect. And you're talking and you're eating on your charcuterie board.
Charcuterie.
Yes.
Jared calls it charcuterie.
Charcuterie, yes.
It's like charcuterie.
And you're going through her phone for some reason. She's showing you apps, and you saw this app. What would you do? Because, I mean, let's say that she's on the normal dating apps like Bumble, Tinder, you name it. And then you see a dinky one on there. I mean, what do you say?
I would just want to have a conversation, and I'd have a lot of questions. But again, my point was, if that's something she's into, good for her.
Look, let's look at it a different perspective, though. Let's look at it like she gets on the app to see if some guy that she's been interested in to see if he has a small package.
I would ask her that. Uh-huh.
There we go. Then you're being very proactive on just finding out.
Boom, there it is.
Very
way
proactive.
Before.
Don't you think some men are going to try to be ironic on there, though? Like, don't you think some men are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm on Dinky One, and then... In reality,
it has an anaconda. Like, hey, boo. Okay, but I want to give you the last statistics because this is actually doing really well. When it launched on March the 9th, 27,000 users signed up. And then the next day, 5,000 more users signed up. So Dinky One sounds like a winner.
Win for the Dinky One.
Wow, Dinky One.
So I have so many more questions about this, but I have to be so careful. This is one of the... obviously, you know, we started as a podcast that we were fighting for studio space in Atlanta, and now that we're on the radio, there are so many things that we cannot say that we could say on a podcast like that. And I'm sorry, I got to ask, where are these users at? Are there more people that are in the LGBTQ community that are into that? Or are there more straight couples that are involved in this? I think that we need to unpack this a little bit more. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Dinky One and so much more right here on the Power Pod. As the leader of the Power Pod, the captain of this ship, that I'm bringing Mike B on because I support Mike B and he's doing a great job. So it's Mic'd Up with Mike B.
He's been Randy O's fellow philosopher for years. He's a traffic reporter with a racing mind. Let's see what thoughts are stuck with him this week. It's Mic'd Up with Mike B.
Athens, Georgia, and the crew, Jared, Nicole, Christina, and Randy O. I have to check on the men this week. What? Fellas, first and foremost, please make sure when you're washing your hands, come out of the restroom with a paper towel. Because they like to say, we don't wash our hands. Yes, we do. We dry our hands and everything else. But come out the restroom with the paper towel. You know, you got to open the door with the paper towel, and then you throw it away when you come out. Then, all on my Facebook, I saw women talking about Cameron from Love is Blind. Now, I have not watched Love is Blind. I don't know who Cameron is. I don't know what he has said. But he's got these ladies in just lust and love. But I bet one thing, Cameron don't wash his hands. I'll talk to y'all next week.
98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU. You're listening to the Power Pod.
You're listening to the Power Pod, and we are so happy to be on 98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU. We're gabbing about Georgia. I'm not talking. We're gabbing about Georgia, and we're talking about these new ballots that they're going to use, paper ballots, in Athens, Clark County. Huge deal. The rest of the state, they're the only county to this point that has said, okay, we don't like these new voting machines that are being distributed all around the state. You know, we vote on March 24th in the at least in the Democrat presidential primary. There are other local elections that will be county specific that you'll see on your ballot. You can go to the Secretary of State's website in Georgia and just make sure that you you can look at a sample ballot beforehand. But Athens, Clark County said, nope, we want to do the paper ballot, so that way we can, you know, keep our information safe and it's not susceptible to somebody else taking it. Randy O says she's not about it. Nicole, what do you think about this?
I like the electronic machines better. I think it's more streamlined. I mean, in light of some of the coronavirus news, maybe a touch screen isn't the best option.
Oh, that's a good point.
But if they're worried about what happened in 2018, it's a bold move. I have to respect that. So
Tina, what do you think? I mean, it's got to be, I mean, you've obviously voted in several elections. You've changed your voting precinct. I mean, this is, I mean, did you have any issues with the previous machines? I mean, do you like what Athens is doing with this? Do you think this is the right thing to do?
Well, I kind of am in line with the electronic. I have more trust in electronic voting. Like, I feel better with an electronic vote. Yeah.
That's interesting, man. Boy, in the governor's cycle, it was not like that at all. Between the Stacey Abrams folks and the Kemp folks. You had people that were feeling disenfranchised from South Georgia to the North Georgia mountains on both sides of it. It was funny how it was carried in the media, and it's fascinating to me.
I was going
to
say, like, I mean, I think there's room for, like, something to go wrong on both sides. A paper ballot, you can lose ballots. Electronic, somebody can hack it. So either way, there's a possibility of something going wrong.
Right.
So,
yeah, in North Carolina, there was, I believe it was North Carolina. Don't shoot me if I'm wrong on this one. But there was a guy that was had ballots in his truck, and they got the truck.
What?
They dumped the ballots out of the truck, and they had to do an entire election. They had to redo the entire thing. I want to say this is 2016 when this happened.
Oh, my God.
Don't quote me on that one.
Who
but
does
I mean,
that?
There are weird things that happen with paper ballots, too. You bring up a good point there, Randy, with that. But you know what else is a place where you can bring up good points? It's a segment that really – I'm starting to warm up to it. WGAU's warming up to it. I've been on the fence about it. We've done it since we launched the podcast back in April. Obviously, now we're a radio show. We still love our podcasters. Do we love our podcasters?
Of course we do.
See, we still love them.
Yes,
we love, right,
I
Tina?
Love you guys.
Tina, you're a little hesitant there. You're like, ugh, you know, those,
yeah,
those
only
people.
If you listen to us.
Yeah, so this is, you know, it's funny. You know, it's interesting. You know, once Tina, once she gets a little success like that, she just starts, she turns on
That's
her
right.
audience like that.
That's right. I'll now, turn on you.
You know, she gets just a little bit of a little bit of power and just
self-assured. Mm, we're just, all yeah. just self-assured
yes.
women.
And one of the segments that we created and when we started the podcast was Randy's Rundown. And that was because Randy gets all these stories and she decides, hey, you know, we got to cover these during the Power Pod. And I'm like, well, Randy, let's be honest. I mean, you know, we can't really go too long-winded about this giraffe that's in Kenya that's
hey,
white and being hunted. There's not really a lot I can add to it, okay? Maybe I'm not smart enough to add anything about
that
it.
Part,
but she starts sending these stories. I'm like, okay, Randy, how about you send me the stories like that you like? I'll start collecting. I'll put a little net in the newsroom,
mm-hmm.
and I'll start collecting the stories.
Yeah,
and I'll give you a segment for it.
Which, you said it.
And you know what? It's called Randy's Rundown.
It's Randy's Rundown.
Told you.
Alrighty, guys, let's get right into Georgia news for our Athens listeners. We want to give a big shout out to Georgia's Anthony Edwards, who was named SEC Freshman of the Year.
That guy is going to be an absolute star in the NBA. If we ever have an NBA again, that is, you know, it's interesting what happened later in the week is suspended indefinitely for the NBA there. So hopefully Anthony Edwards has got a backup plan when it comes to it. I'm sure the NBA is coming back. I'm kidding. It's coming back. It's fine. But either way, this guy is going to be the first or second pick
yes.
in the draft. And he went to Georgia. So, Nicole,
you'd
be feeling it. Yeah, go Dogs. Yeah,
yes.
You can all say it.
Yeah.
Go Dogs.
See? Tina's being a little reluctant over there.
That's because she needs some more dog news like this. Sports Center surprises Georgia legend David Pollack with Hall of Fame announcements.
It's about
so
time.
So sweet. Yeah. This is such a cool moment for him.
This was awesome. Obviously, UGA legend. Couldn't be happier for him. I know, Nicole, were you tearing up when you heard about it?
I wouldn't say teared up, but his reaction to the surprise upon hearing that he was going to be in the Hall of Fame was so genuine.
Yeah.
And it was a really cool moment to witness.
Good to hear about it.
Yes.
Congrats to the other. Look at that. All this great Athens news.
I know.
You almost think we're on WGAU or something like that.
And other good news, which I know Tina's going to love this.
What?
Chick-fil-A, guess what? Their sauces are now going to be sold in stores.
Oh my gosh. Bring me the money, baby.
Yeah. If that Chick-fil-A
sauce,
I could just bathe in that thing.
Ooh, okay. Well, not that far.
Jared.
That's disgusting.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine just have a nice bathtub full of Chick-fil-A sauce? So that way, when you're done bathing yourself, you can just start eating it.
You just wasted all of that sauce.
Mm.
That
was disgusting. No.
Well, you know what else will be good about that sauce? If you can do it in a flying taxi to pick it up for you, right? Yes. So there's a
what a seg there, Randio.
Yes. So listen, there's a flying taxi market, and it may be ready for takeoff, and it's going to be changing the travel experience forever and ever, ever.
You know, this is actually pretty fascinating because I think Uber and Lyft are starting to invest in this a little bit.
Yes.
First of all, with Uber and Lyft, talk a lot about them on the Power Pod. They got to get their other things going.
Yeah, didn't we say, I mean, in how many years from now, it's going to be a totally different cab system. They're going to be flying.
That?
So,
and
yeah.
They are projecting this is 2040, hopefully.
Tina and I were going to a party last week. and we were riding in an Uber together. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the drivers, I mean, they don't test them. I mean, just pumping the brakes.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, we got there, and I'm like, I mean, I had had a couple
like
of adult beverages, but yeah, exactly.
Thank God we made it.
Luckily, when I was taught to drive, I was taught feather the brake. This individual, I'm sure he's a great guy.
Feather the brake.
I'm sure he is.
I've never heard of this.
You never heard of feather the brake?
Yeah, that's funny.
Feather the brake. Never heard of that.
Why are you thrusting?
Yeah, I'm just showing you what it's like when I'm braking.
Please stop now.
I'm doing the motion in the studio here.
Please stop.
Regardless, this driver had no idea what that concept was. But could you imagine being up in the air like that, and then somebody's doesn't know how to feather the brake?
That's very true.
That'd be kind of scary.
Yeah, you'd be flying into like the radio towers and everything like that. I mean, it's a reality. We got to start thinking about this.
It's a possibility,
stuff.
So stay tuned. And other news, Tina, all these stories I think you're going to love.
Okay.
So the next one is about Hocus Pocus. Guess what? They're having a sequel.
Yes, they are.
Now, Tina, I got to ask you this, okay?
Yes.
So being the Hocus Pocus fan and Disney lover that you are on the show, how many times have they made this announcement? I've heard this before that they were going to do it. Do you really think it's going to happen?
Well, they have the deal with Disney Plus, so that's the big push for Disney Plus to launch Hocus Pocus. Everyone and their brother and you, Jared, would want to watch it. The thing that's so unfortunate is Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker are probably not going to be.
Oh, no. You can't do it without those two.
I'm just saying, I don't know how
They're the main acts.
I know. But they'll probably show up in the reboot.
Why aren't they coming on?
They can't secure them. I don't know.
Even for a cameo?
We'll see.
What is Disney being stingy all of a sudden? There was another thing that you were talking about on Friday. You mentioned about Hilary Duff's show, right?
I know. The Lizzie McGuire reboot. What's happening with that?
How can Disney Plus not secure this? Like, what is going on?
Maybe it's not Disney Plus. Maybe it's the actresses. We don't know.
That's true.
It's got to be a money thing, though, right? Like, I mean,
availability. Maybe they got booked and busy. Still popping, okay?
Come on, Randy. If I pull this cash out right here, I know you'll give me another story.
Excuse me, I'm a lady, young man.
It works like that, right?
I am a lady. If you were
soliciting stories,
all right.
Was that $100 bill?
40.
Now give me $100 bill. Let's talk.
All right, here you go. Here you go, Randy.
Now we're talking.
Thank you, Jared. I put that in my boobs. Moving on to Billie Eilish. Speaking of that, boobs again. Yeah, she takes off her shirt to protest body shaming.
Here we go.
I love it.
Just take your shirt off. I'm gonna.
Hey, there it is.
I don't really understand the messaging. Now, you guys are the ladies on the show.
I identify
as a man, believe it or not. Some days I identify as a lady, but I identify as a man on the show. And something tells me that if you're taking your shirt off to protest body shaming, I mean, you're doing the opposite, right? I mean, that's just my little brain processing that.
Okay, she did kind of write out a little bit of kind of what the thing said. So she said this: if I wear what is comfortable, I'm not a woman. If I shed the layers, I'm a slut. Though you've never seen my body, you still judge it and judge me for it. Why? We make assumptions about people based on their size. We decide who they are. We decide what they're worth. If I wear more, if I wear less, who decide what makes me? What that means? Is my value based only on your perception? Or is your opinion of me not my responsibility?
Okay, so is this because she is typically seen recently in more baggy, looser clothes?
Yeah.
So that's been her thing. So did she immediately, this was the move of body shaming, like then unveiling herself? I don't know. You followed me too.
Why would, I mean, she's not a big girl.
No, she's.
She said, I think she's just trying to say, like, pretty much people are going to judge you no matter what you wear. So it's like, you guys want to come. Maybe she's standing up for people who go through things.
Let me give a comparison for you. When Lizzo says it, it makes sense because Lizzo is embracing her curves and Lizzo is a larger performer.
More full performer.
But
yeah.
Billie Eilish, I'm sorry. She looks like a rather normal 18-year-old, right?
But everybody's normal body, I mean, it's like a snowflake. Everybody's body, I think, is different, and I think every body type should be celebrated.
Come on, Nicole.
Be careful using the word snowflake. That gets people very upset.
When I saw that, I looked quickly like, snowflake.
Yeah. Be very careful with that because,
all,
you know.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I'm saying they're all, not one of us looks like the other, and I think every body type should be celebrated.
Oh, that's me. What the hell is
that? I'm
going
to take off my shirt right now. I'm going to
take it off. Unveil. That's it. Oh my goodness.
You
know, if you are insecure about your body, guess what? If you drink some coffee, did you know that's going to enhance your aerobic ability?
Yes.
According to a study.
That makes sense. I mean, because it gets your blood flow going. Get your blood flow going. Get your mind going.
Yeah.
I think that it's natural. I know that, Tina, you do one of the big gyms.
Yes.
That's like a color and makes you think about things.
Yes.
I don't know if I gave it away there or not, but if I did, whoops. But don't you like to have a little coffee before you go in the morning?
I actually do not drink coffee before a workout.
Really? Why
not? Yeah, because it spikes my heart rate, and it's not. My coach says not to do.
Well, I hope you don't catch fire. You know, you don't spark.
Oh my God, fire!
He's here all night.
I've done both though. Like I've gone in without coffee, just like maybe a lot of water in the morning, or I'll do like coffee, and then I just there's a total difference. I'm like too hyped up.
Oh, I gotcha.
And but it does get
scary.
You going, though. It does get your heart rate going.
But then I get a headache because I've overworked my heart.
Okay.
I've overworked everything, basically. Gotcha. And then I'm exhausted by 3 p.m., so.
Okay. Well, are you an energy drink girl?
I do like energy drinks,
Nicole, you like Rockstar, right?
I think that's one of your favorites. Yeah.
Well, guess what? PepsiCo is going to buy energy drink maker Rockstar for, guess what, $3.85 billion.
Whoa. I can't believe that. That's a lot of money for that. Did anybody? I mean, I'm sure there are people that drink Rockstar out there. I'm not hating on Rockstar.
I did all in college when I was going to the University of Georgia. I drank Diet Rockstars too often.
Rockstar? What the hell is that?
Boo.
Guys, it was a dark time. But I haven't in a that. You want to talk about spiking your heart rate? I mean, I don't know how I did it.
You mean sparking? I'm going to spark your heart rate.
No, but I don't know how I did it, and I have not in a while.
Well, I've seen how much coffee you consume in the morning.
I do.
You're a creature of routine. When you come in, there's a Dunkin' Donuts on your route that you always go to, and you're always like, okay, I got to get my little coffee. It's 6:30. I gotta get this now. So, I mean,
that's how I talk in the morning before I have my coffee. So that's why I have to drink it. I have a feeling
that if you drank Rockstar for two straight weeks at a specific time, you being the creature of routine that you are, you'd be right back on it again.
Challenge accepted.
All right, as we watch their talent, let's move on to Twitter news. Jack Dorsey is going to remain as Twitter CEO.
Yeah, there was a hostile takeover bid going on. I guess hostile in the business term. Not necessarily. Not like Tina trying to jump across the board.
What we're trying to do here to Jared.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Not that type of takeover, but... there was, I guess the gentleman was conservative and he was relatively right wing. Twitter management was obviously not about that. I don't think Twitter is necessarily a right or a left wing platform. I've seen friends and I know Tim Andrews, who's on the Von Hessler Doctrine with me. He'll intentionally try to get himself banned by saying things that are too far to the extreme on one side or the other, which it is their platform. I mean, Twitter can decide what it is that you post on there. That's up to them. But I mean, I see plenty of right-wing hashtags. I see plenty of left-wing hashtags on Twitter. I mean, you guys see this stuff all the time, right? When it comes to politics especially, which is the only thing that they're trying to really, really limit on there. I guess there's racist stuff on there, too. But, I mean, even that, I know I've seen porn on there, too. There's definitely porn on
Twitter,
which you would think that they would
stumble upon accidentally, right?
I'm saying you'll just be looking like under the hashtags, and it's like, what in the world is this? It'll be like...
Yeah, weird bot accounts and things like that.
Yes, it got to be...
What the heck?
It'll be like hashtag Happy Friday or something like that. And then you're just like, whoa! And it's like, somebody taking their...
Super happy Friday.
Yeah, like it's like, okay, I guess it is a happy Friday. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think Jack's doing a bad job. That platform could make more money, though. You know, Twitter really hasn't made a lot in its years of existence. I feel like, you know, compared to Zuckerberg, I mean, Zuckerberg is one of the wealthiest people in the world.
Yes.
And created an empire with Facebook, and they own Instagram. And it's funny when people say, oh, I don't use Facebook anymore, but they use their Instagram.
It's the same
thing. So they use the same thing. They're out there doing it. I mean, when you load up your Instagram app, it says powered by Facebook. So, okay, I think Jackson will be just fine doing what he's doing. What's next?
Who knows? Maybe the fleets will bring them more money, okay? Moving on to another hashtag, Me Too. They have got another victory because Harvey Weinstein sentenced to 23 years of rape and sexual assault.
All right, well, don't get Nicole started on that because she got fired up last time we talked about this.
I'm going to say that was a very shocking piece of news this week, and I'm happy for the women who were vindicated by sentencing.
No, I think your passion was good about it.
I'm
this guy
very tempered right now.
No, this guy, he's a scumbag. I mean, he could have
molly mole.
Especially
your words, not mine.
Especially in the location that he's at. I mean, he was a wealthy guy. I mean, there are services out there for men like that to go out and buy things that they want like that.
Randy has said he kind of looks like a mole, and I definitely...
Mole, mole.
Randy never enlisted his services. And before I get beat up, we'll be right back here on the Power Pod.
Missed part of the show? Don't worry, you can catch up on the Power Pod on all of your favorite podcast providers.
You're listening to the Power Pod right here on 98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU. We're so happy to be with you. Remember, you can download the full show if you're just tuning in and you're like, hey, I wanted more of this show. Go ahead and get the podcast. We're on all your favorite podcast providers, and we're on all forms of social media out there. Be sure to check us out, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of us individually, Nicole, Randio, Tina, myself, we're all on Twitter. And we're all very active. We have a good time. By the way, our Instagram account is fire, by the way.
Yes.
You guys have done an amazing job with that. I am so glad that, for the most part, I am hands-off. And with them working at the digital news desk and Tina's creativity, our Instagram account is doing very, very well. We love everybody, though. Well, no matter what platform you use.
Course.
We love our Facebook people, too. You know, I shouldn't pick favorites like that, should
no,
I, Nicole?
No,
I should
never.
Not do that. And one of the other things that I wanted to bring up real quick is we mentioned it at the earlier in the show. We brought up that we're going to do your very first crime corner next week. We're really excited about that. That is unless the coronavirus prevents us from coming to work.
That's
so
right,
hopefully that doesn't happen with everything going on. But regardless, though, you had a chance to sit down with Monica Pearson and talk about the Atlanta child murder. So tell us a little bit about that as we head out of here today.
Right. Atlanta child murders, we know, took place in the city of Atlanta between 1979 and 1981. Some 30 children, adolescents, and adults murdered within just a two-year span. And Monica Pearson, Monica Kaufman at the time, was iconic to the media coverage. I figured what better person to have, you know, insight and perspective on that time in Atlanta's history.
And here it is right here, put together by Nicole.
Oh. People were genuinely scared because the question became, if they're picking up young black children all over the city, when will they start picking up young white children all over the city? So it didn't matter after a while the complexion of the children. What mattered was there was someone out there killing Atlanta's children. It meant all of a sudden we would say at 10 o'clock on television, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Giving me chills right
so
there.
Eerie.
You look forward to that next week when Nicole gives the full interview with Monica
Very
Pearson,
excited.
Formerly on Channel 2 Action News, retired, an amazing lady, just a ray of sunshine. We're really excited about that. I know there's going to be even more corona coverage here on WGAU. We want you to stay here all throughout the week just to make sure that you are well informed with what's going on with it. I know that... I mean, as we're getting more and more developments day by day about it as it spreads throughout Georgia, this is it's a very serious thing. And don't tread carefully. Try to maintain your social life. This has been my motto for today. Is that okay? Has been be sure that you're careful out there, but try your best to be somewhat social. Otherwise, you're going to go stir crazy. I know just being in the studio for a couple hours like that. I mean, Randy, she's already ready to bust out of here, and she's probably contaminated as well, too.
We're not going to say that.
We are so happy to be with you here on WGAU 98.7 FM and AM 1340. We are the Power Pod. Be sure to check us out on all your favorite podcast providers. What we do at the end of every show is we put our little hands in the middle and we shout Power Pod. So if you're driving, if you're finishing up what you're doing, you can do it too at home. Make sure that you put your hand in. I'm going to count down in 3, 2, 1.
Power Pod!
We'll see you next week, Athens.
Yee-hee!
What's the pop culture podcast that features 3 aging Gen Xers and 1 dirty Xennial? It's Radio Labyrinth, hosted by Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, and Autumn Fisher. Movies, TV, podcasts, comic books, music, and a labyrinth of tales about ourselves. You'll enjoy comedy, improv, impersonations, and recommendations for the coolest stuff you can watch, listen, or read. Check out Radio Labyrinth on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you catch your podcasts. Check us out at RadioLabyrinthPodcast.com.
Do you have a business that needs a social media makeover? Or perhaps you just simply do not have the time to run your business and manage your social presence? Allow Randio PNR to take the wheel. From posting content to engaging with customers, Randio PNR will seamlessly handle all of your social media needs. For a list of all of their services, go to www.randiopnr.com or check them out on social media at Randio PNR. Take the worrying out of posting and allow the experts at Randio PNR to handle it for you.
I love his irreverent sense of humor as well as its relevance.
The Von Hessler Doctrine.
His humor is hilarious.
One of the funniest people in all of radio.
Making listeners laugh every day.
Keeps me laughing when I'm sitting in traffic.
The guys in Autumn are just funny.
The whole team, they're great.
The humor finds a way to center it and make you reevaluate your own opinion.
9 to noon.
They make the mornings go by so much easier.
On 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Brandon.
And if you're a parent, check out Dadsplaining a Fatherhood podcast.
We're 2 first-time dads trying to figure out fatherhood.
Every week we talk about parenting topics like sleep training and tantrums and interview other moms and dads to hear their parenting stories.
We're definitely not experts on fatherhood, but we do like to share what we've learned so far.
So if you're looking for a parenting podcast that doesn't take itself too seriously, search for Dadsplaining a Fatherhood podcast.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.